Right, the effective communication class. What I want to do in this lecture is talk about communication and personality types. We're not all the same person, and some of us have this type personality, and some of us have that type personality, and how we speak and how we communicate are going to be different things, and there's advantages and disadvantages to any type. I'm having you read about this, and I'm going to go over to sort of give you a head start on this, but there's more detail in the readings, but I just sort of want to, you know, give you a head start on it. So what we're going to look at is 16 different personality types. There's the architect, the logician, the commander, the debater, the advocate, the mediator, the protagonist, the campaigner, the logistician, the defender, the executive, the counsel, the virtuoso, the adventurer, the entrepreneur, and the entertainer. Some of these are obvious what they mean, and some may take a little explanation. So I want to start with the architect. An architect is an imaginative and strategic thinker with a plan for everything. I'm more this sort of personality. I like logic. I like building stuff. I like thinking about how things work. So when I give a sermon, that's how I'm trying to put something together. I like to start with a problem. Here's the problem. Now, how are we going to solve it? It's like a building. We have this complex structure that we want to build, and how are we going to overcome some of the basic principles of this project? So maybe you're like this too. You like building things. And the architect is not the actual one who builds. You know, that's the carpenter. He's buying the 2x4s and the nails, and he's putting it all together. The architect is the guy who sits at a desk and just plans it. I love planning stuff. I've built company after company in my head, just driving down the road. But I don't do the stuff in my church. I come up with thoughts and ideas, but I don't make them happen. We're going to have a potluck. We're going to have people come and bring their grills. And, you know, it's like, to me, the idea is there. Now, how is it going to get done? Those are all just details that someone else puts together. So maybe you're that kind of talker. You like to talk in the big picture, but not so much the little picture. The logician. These are innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. My oldest son is like this. He's a programmer, and so he's doing code all day long, but I don't know why with programming he likes to be doing something else at the same time, so he watches documentaries. 40 hours of documentaries or 50 hours every single week. And he loves learning about stuff. He just came back from Ecuador. He's staying at our house, and he put together an old lathe, and now he's got this big chuck, and the chuck has independent things that you can do things off-center, and he's all excited about that. So he'll watch YouTube videos on how to do this. He's trying to make stuff, and it's amazing. All right, the commander. This is a bold, imaginative, and strong-willed leader, always finding a way or making one. These are people who like to be in charge, and when they talk, you can tell that. They talk about what they want to do, and they're bold. It doesn't matter that others have failed at this. We're going to make this happen. They're very positive about what can be done. The debater. Smart and curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. I'm a little bit on that way. I like debate. I like a discussion where you have one position and I have another. And now the goal here is to discuss this. And my goal is to get you to my side. And what I really enjoy is a person that is a debater as well. They want to convince me of their side. I want to convince them of my side. And we're both strongly opinionated and trying to get the other person to the other side. But because we're both good at it, we end up learning something together. And I learned something I didn't know before from you, and maybe you do the same with me. The advocate, quiet, mystical, yet very inspiring and a tireless idealist. An advocate is someone who is always thinking about someone else, speaking on their behalf. Who doesn't have a voice, and how can I give them a voice? They're very idealistic about life and how things should be. They see what's wrong and are always working tirelessly towards making things the way they should be. The mediator, poetic, kind, altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. So in speaking, they want to be kind, they want to communicate kind things, they want to build people up, they want to do good things, always helping someone. The protagonist, charismatic, inspiring leaders, able to mesmerize their listeners. So these are people who really enjoy speaking, and they enjoy getting the emotion. They know how to do it. They speak to people's hearts. They tell stories that are very compelling, that move people, and that's what they enjoy doing. The campaigner, enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. Campaigners are people who like convincing people towards a cause. They like getting people on board. This is a church worker who knows how to get people to help. You know, we got painting to do, and next thing you know, there's 25 people helping. They know how to push a cause forward. The logistician, practical and fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be doubted. They like the facts. They like things in order. They like explaining things to people. Very detail-oriented. The defender, very dedicated and warm protectors, always ready to defend their loved ones. So the defender is always thinking about who's being hurt in a communication situation. Let's say in a Bible study, they're worried about somebody offending somebody else and how that person may take what that person said wrong. And they see it. They're watching people's faces. And then they want to save the day. They want to sort of smooth things over. Well, you know, what he really meant was this. So if someone says something rather harsh, then they try to soften it so that no one gets hurt. The executive, excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. These are manager types. Now, a manager is one who can take care of the many. That's what management means. Some people can only take care of one thing at a time. A lot of workers, if they work on this, that's all they do, and everything else slides. And they tend to put a lot of work in individual things and then let a bunch of things slide. A manager doesn't put a lot of work into any of it. He's giving just enough to keep that thing going and just enough to keep that. He can do that with many, many things. He trusts other people to do the work. His goal is to keep all these things moving forward. The council, extraordinarily caring, social, and popular people, always eager to help. The virtuoso, bold, practical experimenters, masters of all kinds of tools. My oldest son is this. He just loves making stuff, creating stuff, tools. He's got like a photographic memory. He can read something and know how it works, whether it's tools, building cars, or software, or whatever it might be. He just loves, and he loves, you know, he made a Geiger counter for no reason whatsoever, just so that he could. He tore a piano apart to get the soundboard, which is a certain kind of wood that violins are made of, and he tried to make a violin out of it, even though he's not, necessarily a violin player. I don't know where he gets that from. The adventurer, flexible and charming artists, always ready to explore and experience something new. I'm sort of that way. I love adventure. I like not knowing. Some people don't like things that, unless they know exactly where it is, where it's going, what they're doing. I like it just the opposite. I don't know where I'm going or what we're going to do. I like a project that has some mystery to it, and probably a high degree of failure. That's always good too. The adventurer. Because the adventurer doesn't know, is this going to work or not? I don't know. The entrepreneur, smart, energetic, and very perceptive people who truly enjoy living on the edge. Entrepreneurs like trying. Not succeeding, trying. In fact, often entrepreneurs, when they succeed, are a little bit bored. They like it when they're just trying, when there's a good possibility that it's not going to work. Then there's all these problems that they can attack. And especially things that haven't been done before. And because they haven't been done before, maybe I can do this. The entertainer, spontaneous, energetic, and enthusiastic people, life is never boring around them. They always have a story, they always have a joke, they always have something to say about almost anything that sort of greases the wheels of conversation. When they're around, people are laughing and people are talking. People are communicating. All right. So these lists, again, I'm just giving an introduction to them. I have more assignments for you to read about them, and you can sort of drill down as deep as you want. I guess the goal in this would be to figure out where you fit. If you go through this list and try to identify, so what's your personality type? And how is that? How does that affect your communication? The good and the bad. Part of the reading will explore some of the strengths and the weaknesses of each one of these things too. So if you could sort of pick out the ones that fit for you and then write down the strengths and the weaknesses, you might be able to more meaningfully apply these things to your own life and thereby improve your communication. Thanks for listening.